Everyone loves shopping online. Well, I'm going to tell you what I tell my golf buddies when they buy clubs. Stop searching for coupon codes. Download Capital One Shopping to your computer. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout. Plus, it's free, and you don't even need a Capital One card to use it. That's like hitting a hole-in-one without even trying. Capital One Shopping. It's kind of genius. What's in your wallet?
Savings and available coupons vary.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we are back, and we have with us tonight Russ Diamond, who is running for lieutenant governor there in the election in the great state of Pennsylvania. And boy, could they use somebody like him there in Pennsylvania. And folks, and I know John McTernan and John Holman, you guys fought admirably trying to save babies in that state, the corruption in that state. And John McTernan, you used to always tell me that, you know, Pennsylvania is much more corrupt than Ohio. And you know, and I have to agree with you. I mean, you know, Ohio's bad, but Pennsylvania was worse, especially on that so-called Supreme Court. They are about as corrupt gets. And so, anyhow, what do you think about all that, John?
You're absolutely right, Pastor. There was a study done about Pennsylvania was fifth most politically corrupt state in the nation. That was quite a few years ago, and that was based on the number of elected officials that went to jail. So we may have moved up since then. I don't know. But, yeah, Pennsylvania is right there, you know, at the top of politically corrupt states.
McTernan?
Well, when John and myself got down at the level that most people don't see, and it was particularly York County and then Perry County with the elderly. York County was abortion. I mean, we had direct run-ins with the police, with the mayor, with children and youth, with the district attorney, with the attorney general, with the county council there in York County. It was shocking. It was absolutely shocking to see how Planned Parenthood owned that county, owned it outright. So that was what an eye-opener that was. And then dealing with the elderly in Perry County, again, the district attorney, I mean, it was shocking to see him turn down a case that we gave him all the evidence. The evidence he couldn't get away from, he ignored. The county commissioners, new commissioners corrupt, the county solicitor, county representatives. I mean, it was shocking in Pennsylvania to see the level of corruption.
When I called you, when you fellows told me, why don't you call them and invite them on the radio program to explain why they do what they're doing. And when I did that, they were in a panic. And the one fellow was a police chief, I guess. And this guy had a nervous breakdown, you know, just when I invited him on the radio program. And he said, I'm not involved in that. It's not, I want nothing to do with any of that. And he was talking about the corruptions in the nursing homes, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. Ernie, you called a lot of them out. And even the DA you called out. And unfortunately, the people of our county elected him to be a judge.
Yeah, jeez.
Yeah, none of them would have anything to do. They would not face the truth. They would not defend their corruption. And it's a wicked, wicked, and these were Republicans, many of them.
Yeah, and all I said, all I want to do is ask you some questions, that's all. And, you know, you can answer them however you want. And they panicked. They really panicked there.
Ernie, do you remember that township commissioner you mentioned my name to, and how did he react to my name?
He panicked. He went into an absolute rage. So
he threatened the district attorney and the grand jury on me, and all you wanted him to do was answer some allegations that I made, and he literally threatened the a grand jury investigation of them.
That's why the people in Pennsylvania, listen, if you won't stand up and if you won't elect good people, the Bible said when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. When the wicked rule, the people mourn. And if you have wicked people there, it's because you elected them. Now, we want to say this. Christine in Colorado pledges $300. Thank you, Christine. I think I know which Christine that is. Cheryl in Michigan, $50. Thank you. Carolyn in Illinois pledges $100. Thank you. And Gail in New Jersey pledges $700. Thank you. And I think right now we're down to, I believe it's down to about $3,300. I think that's where we're at right now, what we need. So anyhow, we have approximately 45 minutes to raise that $3,300, folks. So you got to keep calling.
I've followed Russ Diamond closely throughout, well, not just Russ, but other elected officials through the pandemic, the scamdemic, whatever you want to call it. And everything that Russ stated he did tonight, he did. He led the charge. So, folks, we have a good candidate here, Russ Diamond. So, Russ, whatever you want to add.
Well, look. It really comes down to a simple matter of understanding what the role of government is. The role of government primarily is to protect our individual rights, those sacred rights that here in Pennsylvania are defined by Article 1 of our Constitution. And we saw government throughout the last 2 years in various different ways just trample those rights. And that's because, unfortunately, the people have elected officials who don't take their oath of office seriously, which is an oath to the Constitution. And the Constitution, Article 1, is our individual rights. It's the center of the entire universe, around which all the rest of our laws revolve. So why they don't have that in their heart, I don't quite understand that they believe that government knows best or rights should be set aside because there's an emergency. I'm sorry. That's exactly why we have ensconced those rights and declared them to be our inviolate rights, is that especially in emergencies, we must protect those rights. And, you know, that's why I believe that one of the rights that should be enshrined in Article 1 of our Constitution is the right to medical freedom. For years and years and years, we've kind of been okay with, you know, people, governments or corporations mandating vaccines in our schools. But I think we've crossed the Rubicon now. We've seen what's happened with this COVID-19 vaccine, with governments mandating it, with corporations following suit. And some of these corporations and nonprofits, too, are becoming almost more powerful than governments. I believe we're at a seminal moment in time on this particular issue where we ought to enshrine in our Constitution a fundamental individual right to medical freedom, because I believe that the only exemption you should ever need when somebody wants to mandate that you take a vaccine that has not been tested and has proven to be dangerous, the only exemption you should ever need is to just say, no, thank you. You shouldn't have to hire a lawyer. You shouldn't have to fill out a form. You shouldn't have to ask permission. You should just be able to say, no, thank you. And beyond that, once you say no, thank you, no one should be able to discriminate against you by firing you, by somehow, you know, making you a second-class citizen or anything like that. So that's my House Bill 2013. We have raised 49 co-sponsors on that bill, and I want to move that bill through the House, through the Senate, and then come back again in the next legislative session, move it again, and put it on the ballot. So the people can decide whether they have that inviolate right to just say no and to be left alone after they do so. I think that is so critical, and it's one of the things that has come out of this pandemic that gives us a bright line. And this is what I compare it to. When our founding fathers the freedom of speech, the right to bear arms, the right to a jury trial, the freedom to worship into our Declaration of Rights in Pennsylvania. They did it from a perspective of understanding what it was like when those rights were not protected. Now we are at the point where we understand what it's like when your right to medical freedom is not protected. We've seen it play out over the last 2 years, and we have come to a crossroad, and we need to make that decision that we are going to protect that right once and for all for the rest of time here in Pennsylvania.
Let me ask you this. There's such a thing that's called the Nuremberg Treaty, okay, code, and that stated very clearly that no one could be forced to take an experimental drug or experimental vaccine. And yet it's you know, our country signed on to that, and that's the law. But it's like we have a totally lawless administration in there, don't we?
Well, you know, they're trying to thread a needle there by saying, well, no one's forced to take it. You don't have to fly on an airplane. You don't have to work at the job you have. You can find another job where a company's not mandating it. But, you know, and they try all kind of little dicey, flowery talk to get around that. But you're absolutely right. It is there. But it's never been adopted as an individual right in the United States anywhere. So I'm trying to make Pennsylvania the first state to actually adopt that as a constitutionally protected individual fundamental right.
Well, there is a group of 500 international lawyers that are trying to bring people to court on charges of war crimes by doing this and genocide. Because I'm talking about Mr. Fauci and some of those in the Biden regime and so on and so forth. Now, Biden says, I think it's on May 10th, they're planning on having a conference, and one of the conferences is about making it mandatory that every single person in the world, every human being, gets vaccinated. This is one of their goals. They've come right out and said it.
Wow. Well, they're going to have a fight on their hands.
You're not kidding.
They're going to have a fight on their hands.
Doug, excuse me, one question.
Russ.
Yes, hello?
Yes.
Russ. I'm sorry, Doug. I said Doug. Russ, the question is, I'm following Pennsylvania from a distance now. I've moved. But it seems like there is a noticeable switch of people leaving the Democrat Party and first-time voters registering Republican in that. Do you feel that that's really true, that there is a different atmosphere or there's a charged atmosphere in Pennsylvania now?
There is. A few weeks ago, there was a report that indicated that since simply November of 2021, we had 32,000 people who switched from Democrat to Republican, which is a significant change in Pennsylvania. And it's probably a higher rate of switching in that direction than we've ever seen. And I believe it's because the Democrat Party of old is gone. It's gone. There are no more FDR Democrats or Kennedy Democrats or Truman Democrats who are leading that party anymore. These people who are leading this party and who are setting the tone for that party's agenda are not those kind of Democrats.
They're hardcore communists.
You're right. They have some very Marxist, leftist, radical ideas. And, you know, quite frankly, look, I have friends over on the Democratic side of the aisle. And a couple of them have pulled me aside at different times in the House of Representatives and have just rolled their eyes and said, I can't believe what my side of the aisle is doing here and the direction it's being led. I'm saying you are the perfect person to stand up in public and object. I can't object because, you know, it'll be just some Republican, you know, screaming about the Democrats. But you, as their fellow party member, should stand up publicly and voice your objection to what's going on in your party, but they won't do it.
Are we seeing some of that though on the invasion? See what happens when a country is invaded by foreigners? They call that war. They call that an act of war. When a country is invaded by foreigners, it's called an act of war. And that's exactly what's happening on our southern border. And I see now it looks like there's about 20-something Democrats, or Democrats, what do you call them? I call them Democrats, that have agree with that. And they're trying to get Biden, okay, to shut the border down. So do we see that? Is it really going to happen, this red wave that they're talking about?
I do believe we firmly have the wind at our backs. There's a couple of dangers when you have the wind at your back, though. First of all, the wind at your back causes you to run a little bit faster than you normally would, and that makes you more apt to trip over your own feet. So, you know, we have to be very, very careful as we advance into November. The other thing that bothers me is that, yes, the wind is at our back now, but, I mean, Biden could pull something tricky at the end of September, beginning of October, where, you know, he changes energy policy or something, gas prices fall. And let's face it, for most Americans, their daily indicator of how the economy is doing is driving by the gas station and seeing what the price is. So he could do something that could trigger, a dollar cut in gas prices, and then maybe people would relax and not be so upset with it. So, you know, we have to keep our eye on the ball and go, look, we're going to November to win, and we're not going to let any kind of tricks of the presidency sway us, because, I mean, this president has been horrific for this country.
His ratings now are down in the 20%. Let me ask you this question here.
Yeah.
The RNC unanimously votes to withdraw from the Commission on Presidential Debates. They should have done that a long, long time ago. But it says the GOP presidential candidates have participated in the CBD debates at every election for 30 years. Republican presidential hopefuls will now be asked to sign a pledge saying they will only appear at party-sanctioned primary and general election debates. The RNC said the commission is biased and vowed to find newer and better platforms. That's a good sign, isn't it?
I think that is a good sign. Now, how that all plays out, you know, by the time 2024 gets here remains to be seen. But it is a good sign that, you know, we as Republicans are going to demand fairness when it does come to those debates. Time will tell how that plays out.
Well, let me ask you this, Russ, because, look, okay, here's reality. Reality is this country cannot survive three more years of Joe Biden. This country cannot. It cannot survive three more years of Joe Biden. Now, there's all kinds of people out there with all kinds of ideas on how to get him out of that office before he totally reduces America to third world status. What do you think might be some of those ways?
Well, the first way is to elect Republicans to the Senate and the Congress this fall so that Republicans control the Congress overall. Because the president can do all sorts of executive orders or not, but if he has a Congress that objects to that, as we saw here in Pennsylvania, we had a Democrat governor who wanted to do all sorts of executive orders, and we as a Republican General Assembly objected strongly, and it did prevent some of the damage that could have been caused here in Pennsylvania. It didn't prevent all of it, because then here's the difference between executive action and legislative action. Executive action can happen at the stroke of a pen. Legislative action has to follow a constitutional timeline. So the executive always has the upper hand when it comes to timing. What he can do instantly takes a long time, relatively speaking, in the legislature to undo. So the legislature, whether it's at the state level or the federal level, is always at a slight disadvantage to a governor of the other party.
I got to jump in right here. Folks, we want to say William in the Bronx pledged $25. Steve in Ohio, $20. The Democrats for the devil. I know who that is. They pledged $50. The phone lines are very quiet, folks. They're very, very quiet. We can't have that. We got to hear from you. We got 30 minutes. Right now we have 30 minutes left to raise a lot of money. I'm not sure how much. We'll get an update here in a minute probably, but 888-281-1110. Remember what we said before now. You can take, we take all credit cards right now. You can, if you want to use credit cards, you got PayPal. If you go up on our website, wrwl.org, it tells you a number of different ways that you can donate. And within the next 30 minutes, then you won't hear any more of us for a month. You know, we only do it 1 week out of the month because we have to stay on the station. You're listening to us right now. If we don't do it, we won't be there. And we won't be able to bring you programs like we are and guests like Russ Diamond here tonight with us. So 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110. We need to hear from you. We really do. Or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We definitely got to hear from you. The phone lines right now are quiet, and you got three people sitting there looking at lights that aren't lighting up. They got it. We have now 28 minutes left to raise enough money to stay on for the next month. All right, there you go. We're back. Let me, you know, it's some of the problems we have, Russ, major problems. First, number one, America's national sin, of course, is abortion. Number two, you saw what happened. John, we were going to play a tape tonight, and the tape was going to be the hellish sounds made by liberals, Democrats, because of the parental rights bill passed in Florida. Tell folks what happened.
Well, yeah, Pastor Ernie, I tried to find that and I couldn't. I don't know if it was taken down, whatever happened. But as the legislature was signing, I guess it was the Senate, was signing off on the bill, I mean, these howls from hell started. And it wasn't just, it wasn't like just the hollering. It was like a screeching, screaming. It took place in the building there where the Senate was signing off on the bill. It was like cries and screaming and moaning, all because the parents were given the rights that they have. And I don't think that bill is really good enough. It's only kindergarten through third grade. It should be it should be maybe all the way through. No student should be subjected to, well, you know, you're a man, but maybe you're a girl. Type. How do you know you're a man? You know, that's nonsense. There was screaming and hollering and screeching as the Senate was passing the bill there in Florida.
Well, you know, the Democratic Party is ceased. I mean, it's just filled with pedophiles. I'm not saying that to be mean or nasty. It is their leaders. Look, Joe Biden himself and his son. I've got a number of articles right here where it talks about Hunter Biden and how Joe and his mother, okay, here you go. Text messages reveal Joe Biden and his wife colluded to suppress Hunter Biden's actions with certain minors. There you go. Yesterday we reported on a former VP Joe Biden who snapped at a reporter who dared ask him about his son, Hunter, but Vice President Biden can't get out of this one. Now, Joe Biden, I mean, here's a guy. How many times has he been caught? I just showed a picture of him where he had a little boy. He was about 5 years old. He was one of Biden's. He had his hands. I had this little boy's face cupped in his hands, and he was trying to kiss this little boy on the lips. Okay? Now, here, remember what the story broke? We broke, I think it was about a year ago, when his daughter in her diary said that that he forced her to take showers with him. This story was killed right away. But we're seeing here now, people are starting to awaken. And I think one thing good came out of this COVID was people started finding out what their children were being taught in the public school system. And we're seeing now across the country conservatives taking the school boards back. And I know that here in Ohio there's been a number of them. The people are awake now. And these woke corporations, like Coca-Cola, for one, Coke sales, they plummeted. When this idiot comes out and tells people they need to be less white. Now with Disney has come out. Disney is losing a lot of its special privileges that it had. And a lot of people now understand, you know, that Disneyland has become a haven for pedophiles. So what do you think about all that, Russ?
Well, I don't disagree with your narrative there, and it is it's quite sickening, to tell you the truth. I have just never been able to fathom anyone who would. Boy, it's hard for me even to put it into words.
Who would abuse and molest a child.
Well, yeah, I mean, not just that. I mean, look, you've got the cases of actual, you know, physical abuse there, but the mental abuse, which stems from confusing children, I think is just as big a crime. When you are poisoning children's minds with this material, when they're in first, second, third grade, that's unconscionable. Unconscionable. And I don't, you know, I look back to when the debate was on about the legal status of same-sex marriage. And people had warned, hey, what's next? You know, what are we going to accept next if we accept this? Well, we are seeing that now, aren't we? I mean, the warnings that were given out by opponents of illegally recognizing same-sex marriage, the left wanted to make those arguments be... The left wanted those arguments to be labeled as extreme. But just like I was right with my impulses throughout the pandemic, it appears that those arguments were right too. Because once you drop that hurdle, now the next hurdle becomes easier to cross.
You're right. Let me break in for a minute. I got to say, John and Marie in Aurora, Ohio pledges $300. Curtis in Vancouver, Washington pledges 100, and Sean in Aurora pledges 30. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That was Aurora, Colorado, by the way. And so thank you, thank you, thank you. We're coming up to a quick break. Hang tight, folks. This is a perfect time for you to call, the perfect time right now at 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. We'll be back right after this one more.
Through faith in God, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are endowed with inalienable rights. Of life and precious liberty, the pursuit of happiness. On these we now take aim and set our sights. Like sleeping watchmen on the wall, we have failed to heed the signs of usurping foreign powers within our land. Letting fraud, deceit, and usury be the curse of these hard times. Now won't you heed this wake-up call and lend a hand?
and be a part of the solution and restore our Constitution. Play your part in reclaiming our nation. Join the Second American Revolution today. In the spirit of our ancestors who refused to live in chains, we now must cast our eyes on liberty's light. For the blood spilled by our forefathers still flows within our veins, and we shall not live as slaves without a fight. Like soldiers, we must stand and face this enemy within and do what we must do to seize the time. For in order to defend and exercise our liberties, we now must place our liberty on the line and be a part of the solution and restore our Constitution. Play your part in reclaiming our nation. Join the Second American Revolution today. Be a part of the solution and restore our Constitution. Play your part in reclaiming our nation. Join the Second American Revolution.
Rout all those traitors right out of our system.
The Second American Revolution today.
Alrighty, we're back, and Steve in Mount Clemens, Michigan pledges 200. Thank you, Steve. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. For you folks that don't have computers out there, some of you, well, you can write if you'd like to just send us a donation to WRWL. WRWL 14781. That's 14781 Sperry. That's Sperry. That's Sperry Road. That's Newberry. Newbury. That's Newbury, Ohio. 44065. Again, 44065. We would appreciate it. And I don't blame you for not having a computer. I can understand why a lot of people don't want those things. But anyhow, right now we got to make use of the ones we got, and I want to thank all of you folks out there that have been supporting us. Remember, we're all volunteer. We're 100% volunteer. Nobody's salaried here. Everybody's 100% volunteer. Now, and I want to say Carol in San Diego pledges 100. Thank you, Carol. Let me ask you this, Russ. Transportation Secretary P.D. Buttigieg said Florida's parental rights bill will kill kids. Do you hear that? Florida's parental rights bills will kill class. And he says that the instruction of sex and gender identity, if the kids don't have it, prohibiting that will kill children. How in the world do you think that will happen?
I can't answer that. I don't know. I just, that's it's a jaw dropper. It is stunning to me the lengths that these folks will go to advance the agenda of poisoning our children's minds. I can't explain how he figures that.
Well, first of all, you know Petey Buttigieg is a sodomite, right? You know that, okay?
I know that he's married to another man.
Okay, that's called sodomy. Sodomy. Now, God's Word, the Bible, John McTernan, what was the very first time the term in the Bible was used called an abomination? An abomination. What was that used for?
Well, I believe it was in Leviticus 18, and it had to do about men and men sexual relations. It was called an abomination.
Okay, so God says that he is an abomination for those people that live that way. It's an abomination, okay? Do you consider God to be a homophobe?
Are you asking me?
Anybody, yeah.
Well, he's holy, Pastor Ernie, and he is set up, when you look at scriptures, he has set up marriage between a man and a woman. He's established sex as male and female, and he said to be fruitful and multiply. And modern man, Pastor Rennie, if you look out today in the world, the only places that are accepting this really are the decadent Western. You know, even in China, they don't recognize it. And that's an atheist country. They see marriage between a man and a woman. And when the Supreme Court made the decision in 2014, they admitted in it. I read it. They admitted in it that they're like inventing something that never exists, that there never was, going back in history, an acceptance in society of homosexual marriage, of sodomy becoming marriage. So this is, we're way whacked out now as a society. It's I guess you got to go back to the days of Noah in the Bible to come up with something like we're living now.
Well, the AMA, John, has said that they're no longer going to put gender on their birth certificates because they really don't know how you can determine what is a male or what is a female. I know how to do that, and I never even went to law to a medical school, but I can tell you right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So go ahead, Ron.
Easy to tell, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. So
it's ridiculous. I mean, they asked this new Supreme Court justice, how do you define a woman? Well, I'm not a biologist. What? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
So
scary that someone like that would be on it.
Now, would you say that actually right now, because of things like that, that would be insanity? Would you say, I mean, if you have to, if people say such things like that, the word reprobate means they can't tell right from wrong, good from evil.
Right.
Living in a delusion. They're living in delusions, Pastor.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Every woman in our church, the church that I pastor, every one of them can tell you what a woman is. You know what? I mean, it's amazing. I bet.
And how many of them are biologists?
Yeah, right. You're right. And I'll bet everyone that's called in here tonight, every single one of them can tell you what a woman is and what a man is and what a child is. But then, you know, they're not a part of the Democratic Communist Party, are they?
Hmm.
No. We have approximately 12 minutes to raise $2,900. We have to raise $2,900, and we have to do that in 12 minutes, folks. We definitely got to hear from you. 888. Now, listen, if my three guests that I have on the phone right now would just all jump in for a grand apiece, we'd be finished. But I'm not going to embarrass them by even suggesting such a thing. 888-281-1110. 888-677-9673. Besides, don't forget, remember what we said at the beginning of the program, okay, about McTernan and Holman, you know, their integrity in this whole matter could be totally diminished if we have a bad night tonight. And so you can't let that happen to them. These are two good men. You can't let that happen to them. You got to call 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Right, guys?
That's what you
yes,
say.
Somebody just agrees. We just had out of Oregon pledged, Anonymous in Oregon just pledged another 400. So that brings us down to 25. We need 2,500. 25 going once, going twice. Who can match Anonymous's 400? 888-281-1110. We only have 10 minutes left tonight to raise it. 888-677-9673. We got to hear from you, folks. We really do. All right, so here, you can't believe it. Years ago, if someone was to say what this Pete Buttigieg has said, I mean, years ago, no one would dare, an open sodomite would not dare to run for office and not let people know that he was. But today, within the Democratic Party, I mean, it's just like, it seems like that makes you, if you're a sodomite, your stocks rise, right?
It seems like that's one of the boxes they check.
I think in Texas, the last law against sodomy was taken off the books. I know it was in my lifetime. Maybe John remembers exactly when. But, yeah, that used to be illegal, and it was not spoken of. I remember when I was a child, if it was, it was, very hush-hush, and we don't want to speak about that. But, yeah, there were laws against it.
All right. Let me switch over to another quick article topic very quickly here, and that's crime. I mean, it's crime. I mean, it's a lot of crime. Look, convicted murderer celebrates after charges reduced, vows to tattoo woke L.A. D.A. George Gutskin's name on his face. A convicted murderer praised Soros-backed Los Angeles District Attorney George Gascon and vowed to tattoo Gascon's name after his charges were reduced, according to this audio obtained by Fox News here. And I remember seeing that. These prosecutors, these are George Soros bought and paid for. They're bought and paid for. They're installed. And these are the idea that these guys, what they're trying to do out there, and they're getting paid very well to do this, is to say to gang members and criminals, look, we're on your side. Gang, why do you think that is, Russ? Why do you think they're doing that, Russ?
Well, I think it is one more element of destroying America by creating chaos. Here in Pennsylvania, in Philadelphia, we've got District Attorney Larry Krasner, who is along the same veins. Last year, despite having well over close to 2,100 shootings, 510 murders, he had the audacity to say, we don't have a crime problem in Philadelphia. He wants to just pat people on the, slap people on the wrist, let them go back into the streets, because I believe that part of the Democrat agenda is to simply create as much chaos as possible, because the average person's solution to chaos is more government. So if you create chaos, you can create a demand for more government, more control, more intrusion into your life, more suppression of your individual rights. And that's the Democrat agenda. Why? Because individuals who are free, truly free people, cannot be controlled. One of my favorite sayings during the pandemic was, tyranny only works on the governable. So the answer is to become ungovernable. And what I meant then was open your business. Defy the government when they tell you that you can't go to work because they can't prosecute everyone. And here's what we found in Pennsylvania is that despite the fact that the governor and his administration wanted to play tough guy on all these businesses that defied him, in every single case, the government eventually gave up because they knew they were in the wrong. There has not been a single successful prosecution of a business in Pennsylvania for defying the pandemic closures. Not one, because the government gave up. They were all talk. And when people stood up to them, they backed down because those people became ungovernable. Now, they did it within reason. I don't mean ungovernable in that you are free to go out and murder your neighbors or anything like that. But when government becomes unreasonable, and tyrannical. The only solution is to become, for the people, to become ungovernable.
Now, where should that have started? I mean, it really should have started in a certain place more than any other place. Do you know where I'm going with that?
Are you talking about our churches?
In your churches, absolutely right. See, God's Word, the Bible, is extremely specific in saying we must obey God rather than man. In the Old Testament, he tells you to make sure that your feet find a path to the house of God. In the New Testament, he tells you not to forsake the assembling of yourself together in the house of God. And so when corrupt government comes along and says, you know, forget that, we're government, we're bigger than God, you know, we never closed 1 minute. We never closed 1 minute. We announced it on the air. We were going to stay open, and we didn't care who said otherwise. We were going to obey God.
Yeah, we were sort of fortunate here in Pennsylvania in that, unlike California and perhaps New York, we at least had a governor who exempted religious institutions from all his mandates and closures and that sort of thing. However, the fear factor, he was counting on the fear factor to get our churches to comply voluntarily. And it worked. Many of our churches just shut down and refused to gather together and instead tried to do Zoom church, you know, some sort of replacement. And I was a bit disappointed because I know we can have arguments about separation of church and state, but one of the benefits of the separation of church and state, you know, in its true form, is that the church can then become the polar opposite of government and can defy government and can stand on the right of the freedom to worship.
All right, Russ, we're almost out of time for tonight. So,
all right, sir.
Tell the folks how they can help you. I mean, yard signs or whatever. Whatever you need, tell them how they can.
If you want a sign for your yard, please go to www.russdiamond.vote. Russdiamond.vote. Plenty of information on there about my candidacy, about my stances. But yes, you can download a yard sign. You can make a small contribution if you'd like. We sure appreciate that. And you can also sign up for our email list there at www.russdiamond.vote. If you are on Facebook, look for my Facebook page, which is Friends of Russ Diamond.
All right, very good. And I want to just say I'm going to be giving an update here in a minute, and that is Gail in New Jersey just gave 100. Thank you, Gail in New Jersey. And do we have some others coming in here very quickly. I think I wanted to get these in before we go to prayer. We have, it looks like he just got a list of things here, hopefully. And while he's looking at that, 888-281-1110, folks, 888-281-1110, or 888-677-9673. Now, Michael in Minnesota just pledged 40. Anonymous in Michigan, another anonymous, pledges 250. And let me see. Anonymous in Chicago pledges 3,000. Is that right? 3,000. All right, folks. We're doing okay. Wow. Praise the good Lord for that. So let me see what we got. Here comes Lisa in. Lisa is so faithful. She's so faithful. She's here. And okay, very, very good. That's very good. We exceeded our goal for tonight, and I praise the good Lord for that. Now, with that, we're up against it. And, Russ, one more time, very quickly, tell them how they can help you.
Sure, they can help us by going to russdiamond.vote, make a small donation, order a yard sign, learn about my positions, or to Friends of Russ Diamond on Facebook.
All right, very good. Thank you. Now, folks, Doers of the Word Baptist Church, I forgot to announce, we're going to have those films this week. There will be films. We have a class on current events that takes place, and that will take place at 5 p.m. 5 p.m., and then the regular service starts 6 p.m. in the evening. Morning service, 9 a.m. praise and worship, 9:30 in-depth Bible study, and 11:15 we have the regular morning service, and that's Doors of the Word Baptist Church, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio. The phone number is 440, that's 440-338-1367. John McTernan, it's your turn. Tell us how we can get to heaven and avoid the lake of fire.
Well, the Bible says there's only one way to heaven, and that is through believing in Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross to pay the penalty for our sin, and then he rose again from the dead. That is, the Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So here's why Jesus had to die on the cross, because God is holy, and he cannot allow sin in heaven. And there's a penalty for sin, which I just gave you. So that penalty has to be paid for. And Jesus Christ was without sin. He was, in that sense, perfect. And he died, when he died on the cross, God placed on him our sin. And then for those that believe in him, his righteousness was placed on us. So it's not something we deserve or we earn. It happened because of God's love. God's love for us. God commanded his love towards us. And that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So the way God's plan is that it takes repentance of sin. That means living a life in sin as outside of Jesus Christ, doing an about face, and now living your life focused on him and his word. That's repentance. And then confessing with your mouth your belief that God sent Jesus to die on the cross, shed his blood to pay the penalty for our sin, and you confess him as your Lord and Savior. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall, that's a strong word, shall be saved. And then believing that he rose from the dead, and that means he's returning again. And that's what we're waiting for now. It's called the blessed hope, waiting for the coming of Jesus Christ to take us to heaven. Okay, Pastor Ernie, I think that
yeah,
that
John, do we hear more and more people? Every day I hear more people ask me, when do you think the Lord's coming back soon? Don't you think, Pastor, the Lord's coming back? I hear this every day. Everybody is looking for him. The Lord said he'll be returned for those that are what? Looking for his return, huh?
Yeah, that's the sign of a real believer. Someone that's living here, living their life here, but at the same time, they're looking into the heavens for Christ's return.
And so, you know, a lot of people out there say, well, you know, that's, you know, you guys have been saying that for a long time. Everything that's happened in Scripture, the prophecies have been exactly right on perfect. And right now, people are saying, well, you've been saying that. We're supposed to have scoffers. The scoffers are out there. Everything is, all the signs of his return is there. And folks, you know, you're gonna see things, food shortages, all of these things that you're seeing happening now are happening. They're all, as they say, falling in place. We're out of time for tonight. Thanks, Russ. Thanks for being here. And until tomorrow, we want to say good night. God bless. And always, always
keep
fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Hurry in during Ram Truck Month, where you'll find J.D. Power's number one brand in new vehicle quality in 2021. And right now, get 0% financing for 72 months on 2022 Ram 1500 Bighorn and Laramie Crew Cab models. For 2021 J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Not compatible with any other offer. 0% APR financing for 72 months equals $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital, regardless of down payment. Not all buyers will qualify. See dealer for details. Take retail delivery by 5/2/22.